Welcome to Speak Up Sis podcast. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine, and this is the Chew Up the Meat and Spit Out the Bones segment. Thank you so much, Angel. Oh my God, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate your support, just your teaching, your understanding. I just love you with the love of Jesus. Thank you so much, Inner Peace, host of Inner Peace Speaks podcast. I appreciate the love. Thank you for the voice message. Listen, everybody, she's new in the podcasting arena. So go on over to her podcast and show the young sister some love. Love and light to you on your journey, Inner Peace. Take care. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Speak Up Sis podcast. I'm your host, Angel Charmaine, and this is the Chew Up the Meat, Spit Out the Bones segment. I take 15 minutes or less to just talk with you all about something that I've been thinking about or something that I have watched other people deal with, and I just want to shed a little bit of light on that particular issue. And usually, it's going to require you to really put your big girl panties on or your big boy jockeys and just deal with something that maybe you don't really want to deal with. So let's talk today. I want to talk about walking in purpose and out of your feelings. That part. We always talk about purpose and God giving us a purpose and being created with purpose and being enough for your purpose. Purpose, purpose, purpose all day. We use the catchphrase walking in purpose, but I don't think that a lot of people fully understand what that means or really sit down to think about what it means to walk in purpose. And I want to say today that to walk in purpose, one must walk with purpose. We've got to get to a point where we live by our values and our principles and not our emotions and our feelings. I'm going to say that again. To walk in purpose, one must walk with purpose and live by values and principles and not emotions and feelings. A lot of times we stay in our feelings. I think we have got to get it through our thick skulls that one, not everybody will understand what it is you're doing. Two, not everybody cares about what you're doing. And ultimately, not everyone was given the vision that you have been given to do what you are doing. Therefore, you've got to be guided by your principles, your values, those things that are important to you, those fundamental blueprint guidelines that you live by. If you're a kingdompreneur like me, there are some kingdom principles, biblical principles that should be leading and guiding your way in the work that you are doing. You cannot get mad at everyone who does not seemingly support what you're talking about. You cannot get frustrated with everyone who dismisses what it is that you're doing. It's time for us to get up out of our feelings. So today, I want to give you six things that you can refocus on in order to walk in purpose and walk with purpose. The first one, tell the truth. Tell the truth. The Bible tells us that we can't even communicate with God properly and effectively if we are not in spirit and in truth. We have got to get to a place that we are honest with ourselves and honest with other people. I do not believe in faking anything until I make it. I don't. I'm not faking any money. I'm not faking any situations. I'm not faking any feelings. I am going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell other people the truth, and I'm going to be honest with myself. In order to walk in purpose, with purpose, it is imperative that you begin to tell the truth and stop lying. The old folks used to say, tell the truth and shame the devil. I'm going to encourage you today to sit down and look at the areas of your life where you are telling little water cup lies. I heard this the first time. I believe I was listening to Kelly E. Lane. I think her name now is Kelly Agwizi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she's the leader of Warrior Nation. And I was listening to her teach about 2 years ago, and I remember her talking about water cup lies. And water cup lies is like when you go to a restaurant and you ask for a water cup because it's free and you don't want to pay for a fountain drink. So what you do is you get the free water cup and then you go over to the fountain, and instead of getting the water, which is free, you get Sprite. Now, many people do it. And I know right now you're going, oh my goodness, Angel, stay up out of my mailbox. But that is a water cup lie. Those are lies that you think don't really hurt anyone. They don't really affect anything. You are getting what you need without really hurting anything. But the truth is, to the business owner, to that establishment, you did hurt them. You're hurting their pockets. If you think about 100 people coming in getting water cups and taking Sprite, or 1,000 people coming in getting water cups and taking Sprite, eventually that is going to touch the bottom line for that business. It is negatively impacting someone, even if you think it's so minute and so trivial that it's not. It is. The Bible also says it's the small foxes that spoil the vine. We've got to get to a place where we're willing to tell the full-on truth, not half-truths, not partial truths, not untruths, but tell the full-on truth to yourself and other people. Number two, you have to understand it's a process. Walking in purpose, with purpose, is a process. You all will hear me say often that I'm on a journey. You'll hear me say often that I am in my destiny. I'm not on my way to destiny. I'm not trying to get to destiny. For me, destiny is not an end destination, but it is a process. I'm going to mess up along the way. I'm going to do really well along the way. Sometimes it'll be a little slower than others. Sometimes I'll rush through it really quickly and it'll be great, but it is a full-on process. And I want to encourage you to share your process. Share the process. Open up your mouth. It's the sharing that helps you to overcome and helps other people to overcome. Stop pretending like you did something overnight, because you didn't. There was a full-on process. You journeyed to that point. Go back to point number one and tell the truth about number two, your process, and open your mouth and share it. Number three, money can't be your ultimate motivator. Money cannot be your ultimate motivator. Is it wrong to be money motivated? No. You're starting a business. Not everyone is a kingdompreneur. Some people are regular entrepreneurs. However, you've got to have something that is far bigger than money that will keep you in the process of purpose. You've got to have something that pushes you beyond the money, because the truth is, not all of us are going to see the money quickly. There are some people who may have these success stories that are seemingly overnight. However, that is an exception. That is not the rule. The vast majority of us who are walking in purpose are not going to see the financial rewards of that walk until sometime later after we start. Sometimes it's 4, 5, 10, 20 years later. So if money is your only motivator, then guess what? More than likely, you're going to give up. You're going to give up too soon when you don't see what you think you should see when you think you should see it. So I say again, money can't be your primary motivator. Number four, get out of your own way. Get out of your head. We are our own worst enemies. We do not need other people to put blocks up in front of us because we create them in our own mind. We have these limited beliefs. We create these things in our head and our mind's eye that aren't really there. Oftentimes, we create boundaries for ourselves. Other people don't even have to do that. So I recommend, I suggest to you today that you get out of your own way. Get out of your own head. It ain't safe in there sometimes. That leads me into number five. Stop your stinking thinking. There are distorted thoughts, distorted beliefs. Oh, I should have done this. I wish I would have done that. What if this would have happened? Oh my goodness, if I do this, I'm going to lose that. There's a such a thing. I should edit that out, but I probably won't. There is a thing called limited beliefs. They are belief systems that have become rooted in the way you see and understand and perceive life that are distorted. They are not the truth. I recommend to you today that if you have never heard of limited beliefs, that you go study that thing out, and you'll find that there are several of them that you're probably stuck in that's got you some stinking thinking, which is causing you to be in your own way. Go research that. That's your homework today. Research limited beliefs. And number six, you gotta know that if there is no risk, there is no reward. When you are walking in purpose with purpose, you understand that you have got to get outside of the box and you have got to be willing to take some healthy risk or you will not get any rewards. When you know what your purpose is, when you make a decision to walk in purpose and you are walking with purpose, then you are also willing to do the things that other people are not willing to do so you can have the things that other people are not going to have. You have got to be willing to take calculated, healthy risk, or you will not get the reward. These are just six basic things, six things that I thought would help you as you continue to journey in purpose, with purpose. All of them will require that you stay out your feelings, stay out of your emotions, and operate via your values and your principles. I love to hear your feedback about today's segment of Chew Up the Meat and Spit Out the Bones. Feel free to send me an email at contact@speakupsis.com. That's contact@speakupsis.com. and connect with me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Speak Up Sis and Instagram and Facebook at Speak Up Sis Podcast.